From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Off the coast of Tuscany, Italian Coast Guard divers have found a woman's body in a submerged cruise ship, raising to at least 12 the number of dead in the Costa Concordia disaster. 20 people are still missing, including Russell Terrence Ribello, a crew member and brother of Kevin Ribello.
I was told by one of his other friends that he had a life jacket for some time, and he gave it to another passenger because she was left without one. She couldn't find one.
Divers found the latest identified victim's body in a corridor of a submerged section of the cruise liner. She was wearing a life jacket and her body was near an evacuation staging point at the ship's rear. As South Carolina voters head to the polls, GOP presidential hopeful Mitt Romney was focusing on the man he hopes to face in November, President Obama.
This is a critical time, a tough time in America, and we need a president who first recognizes the problem. You can't fix something till you acknowledge and recognize the problem. And he hasn't, and he should, and if I'm president, I will.
Running neck and neck with Romney in the primary, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. It's a rainy day in South Carolina. Polls close at 7. Almost 150 people are reported to have been killed in coordinated bombings in northern Nigeria's largest city yesterday. NPR's Ofebia Quistarkton reports from Lagos that Islamist militants are again claiming responsibility for those blasts.
Kano is under curfew. Witnesses report seeing scores of bodies in a hospital mortuary in the giant metropolis in Nigeria's predominantly Muslim north. The series of deadly attacks on police stations and other targets in Kano is exposing the limitations of Nigeria's security forces at the hands of militants who seem able to strike at will. The radical anti-Western and anti-government Boko Haram sect says it is behind these latest assaults, which follow a wave of bombings that erupted on Christmas Day with an attack on a church outside the capital Abuja. President Goodluck Jonathan warns the militants, using increasingly sophisticated tactics, have sympathizers within the armed forces and the government. Ofebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Lagos.
In Egypt, a show of political strength by the Muslim Brotherhood. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has details on the vote for Egypt's parliament.
The final results of Egypt's parliamentary elections for the lower house have come out, and they're not surprising. They confirm what we already know, which is the party of the Muslim Brotherhood, the Freedom and Justice Party, basically swept the elections. They got some 47% of the vote. They were followed by the Noor Party, that's the hardline Islamist party. They got some 25% of the vote, which means that Islamists of two different stripes will control some 70% of the new body.
This is NPR News. New York City is bracing for snow. The National Weather Service predicts up to 6 inches by this afternoon. With memories still fresh about a storm that paralyzed the city a year ago, Mayor Michael Bloomberg says crews were out early.
If it turns out that we have too much, that's an awful lot better than if it turns out we have too little. But we are trying to strike a balance and not just throwing everything at it without regards to whether it's really needed.
In the Pacific Northwest, it could be a cold, dark weekend for tens of thousands who've lost power in a snow and ice storm. Nearly a quarter of a million people are without electricity. 40,000 square miles of coastline along the western U.S. has been designated critical habitat for the Pacific leatherback turtle. NPR's Carrie Kahn has more.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the critical habitat is in two main regions, around Northern California and nearly all the Oregon and Washington state coastlines. The huge sea reptile, which can weigh up to 2,000 pounds, feeds on jellyfish in these areas after making its incredibly long swim from nesting grounds in Indonesia. Environmentalists had asked for nearly twice as large an area to be designated and for more protections. The Pacific leatherback turtle population has declined more than 95% in the past 3 decades. The species can be traced back to the time of the dinosaurs. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
An elderly man says he probably started the brush fire that destroyed dozens of homes near Reno, Nevada. Officials say he believes the fire was ignited by improperly discarded fireplace ashes. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.